All right, welcome back. Second half hour of tonight's show. Who's talking? Dr. Bobby Call in studio with us. Obviously, Frank and Habbo here. And we also now have Chris Horn on the line. He's the recruiting guy with the Saber. And got a few questions tonight for Chris, with regard to, I guess, new commits as well as people that are already there relative to the development of the players that are in the program. Anyway, Chris, thanks for joining us tonight.
Thank you for having me, as always.
Chris, we got a lot to cover, but we want to keep this more on the big picture. Three Virginia players announced that they were going to apply for early admission and come in January. Do you remember those three names?
Yes, Trey Harbison, who's a running back out of North Carolina, Christian Bumgardner, who's a tight end out of New Jersey, and Matt Terrell, who plays for Coach Frank Rocco there at Liberty Christian Academy. All three of those players, it has been announced that they signed grant and aids, which means they've signed some scholarship paperwork to be able to enroll in January. Now, those aren't, it doesn't mean they're locked to that, but it does mean certainly that's their intention as of now to enroll early at UVA, and that everything's looking good as far as admissions are concerned.
So academically, they are eligible to do that. And that's good news, because that would mean that Virginia can recruit at least three more in their place,
right,
in for the February National Signing Day. Now, you know, we're going to cover the big issue here. If the head coach does not survive this season, and there is some shuffling of staff, and there are some staff members that have extended contracts, such as Tenuta, you know, he's going to be there for a couple more years no matter what.
Or
get paid a lot of money. what is your thinking in terms of these 22 other commits that are, you know, strong verbals because they committed a long time ago?
Right. And, well, I think, in most classes, when there is a coaching change, I think the majority of the class ends up staying. The coach is a big part of it, but, a lot of these kids committed for the university, and that's a big part of the reason that they committed. There will be, I'm sure, a few, if anything were to happen with the coaching change, or anything like that. It's really a case-by-case basis, but I think the majority will probably end up staying. But, of course, you know, they want to see who they hire as a head coach and get to know that person. But for the most part, I think the majority of the class would end up staying, and I would expect the same thing to happen in this class. And now, again, with those grant and aid, the three players that we discussed a little bit earlier, they're not bound to go with Virginia. So if there is a coaching change, they're still free to, even though they have signed some papers, it's not a letter of intent that is signed in February, where it'd be a little tougher. But so they can also look around as well. But I would expect, like I said, case by case basis, but typically when it all shakes out, the majority of the class, and as you mentioned, a lot of these guys have been committed for a long time, since the summer, since the spring. I would expect the majority to stick with Virginia if there is a coaching change. But again, we'll see what happens.
All right. With that said, how would you rate this class overall, just on its own merits? You know, is this a quality class?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's a class. It's got a lot of guys with athletic ability. But when, in terms of being able to add immediate depth, that's where kind of my question is with a lot of the players in this class. There's certainly some talent in the class for sure. I like what Virginia's done on the offensive line. They have three commitments there. But again, I think those are guys that I would not expect to, except for there's a Steven Spinellis out of Gilman School in Baltimore. Perhaps, maybe, it depends on how things shake out. perhaps could see some early playing time. But I think the other two definitely guys you probably want to redshirt. I really like what they've done so far at receiver. They've got a lot of really good athletes, good sized receivers. Joseph Reed is kind of one of the headliners. He's out of the state of Virginia. Randolph Henry High School. He's been committed since not this summer, but last year. So he's rock solid to the Hoos. He's a guy I wouldn't expect to go anywhere, no matter what happens. But real dynamic athlete there, and has.
How about Cole Blackman? He's from Glen Allen. Cole Blackman, 6'2", about 197 pounds, and someone that I believe that Billy McMullen and his camp coaches have worked with him, and they seem to think a lot of him.
Yeah, Cole I had a chance to talk with him, and we actually talked about the if there were a coaching change way back a few months ago, and he mentioned that if Coach London and Coach Marcus Hagan, the wide receivers coach, are there, that he would be at Virginia. Obviously, so he could be a guy that if Coach London leaves, he may wait to see what happens with Coach Hagan. But yeah, he transferred to Atlee recently as well. Definitely a good another receiver, a good looking receiver, as I mentioned. They have four in this class, and he's also a good sized kid, 6'2", 195 pounds or so, and really, really dedicated to his craft. He really puts in a lot of time to run routes. He has great hands. So again, some of these receivers, I could definitely see them having the potential to step in right away. But for the most part, the other guy, like a lot of the other guys in this class, I see as guys who are probably going to need a year or two or even more before they're able to be, significant contributors. And then, a lot of these guys are kind of like what you'd label as athletes, guys who could be defensive back or cornerbacks, receivers, safeties, kind of a variety of different spots. And, of course, you got to find a position for where they may or find what their best position is. So,
hey, Chris, is Hobbo. And by the way, we're visiting with Chris Horn from the Saber. Speaking of recruiting, there's also basketball recruiting, and something that I never understood why basketball players sign before football players. But talk a little bit. I know Coach Bennett and the basketball staff is really high on the incoming basketball class, so talk a little bit about that.
Oh, yeah, definitely, definitely. Right now, four verbal commitments, and all of them are expected to sign letters of intent in November. November 11th through the 18th is the early signing period. Kyle Guy and Ty Jerome, two backcourt guys. Kyle is more of a two-guard, I would say, combo guard. He can play some point. Ty Jerome is more of a point guard, I would say. But he can also play off the ball a little bit. And then DeAndre Hunter, who's a small forward out of the Philadelphia area, who's the most recent commitment. He's a guy who kind of reminds me a little bit of Chris Big Smooth Williams, just from what I've been able to see of him. But a good athlete, goes about a bit his business, and a real intriguing player. And then there's Jay Huff, who's about 6'11", a guy who can step out and shoot it. And a guy who's probably going to redshirt, I would say. He's 6'11", but he's really, really skinny, about 190 pounds.
Oh, he weighs 125.
Yes, I know. That's what you list him at. He does say 190, but, yeah, I mean, he is pretty skinny, no doubt about that, that's for sure. But,
now, is that it? Is Coach Bennett out of scholarships for the time being?
Yes. They filled up, but, of course, every spring is interesting to see if there's any attrition that goes on. And transfers and things like that. So, but as of now, in terms of scholarships for the 2016-2017 season, Virginia's out of those at this point.
Well, it's interesting in this four-man class. I think Jason Williford and all the other assistants, as well as Coach Bennett, did a great job. I mean, they've perfect slotting. You got a point guard, a shooting guard, a swing forward, and a tall forward that can shoot from deep outside.
Can't have too many shooters. That's what I always say.
Right.
Hobbo begs for shooters. I like guys that can play good, tough defense.
Defense? Yeah. What's that?
Right.
Yeah.
Take the ball to the hoop with force.
Yes. And I think DeAndre Hunter is the slashing machine that Wahoos have needed for a while.
Well, we got Darius Thompson. We got some guys in the program that are also good at that. So, Coach Bennett, the great thing is he's now – sort of like planes down at Hartsfield. He's got them lined up waiting to land, and guys that are going to come in and be there for the full four-year commitment. And right now, Tony's got it going.
Hey, Chris, big question for you. Sasha Calais-Jones,
mm-hmm.
You know, 1 minute the VES player is a Wahoo headed to Charlottesville. The next minute, he's rethinking things. Mm-hmm. And everybody thought he was going to Carolina because there was Carolina connections or something.
Right.
Next thing you know, John Calipari is doing a little dance in his kitchen saying, you know, I've got a 6'10" dunking machine. So what happened there?
That was a little bizarre, and I was going to mention it. Yeah, that seems like a long time ago, certainly in this whole process. But I think certainly Virginia fans are happy with getting Austin Nichols as a transfer, and then the four commitments. But that was out of the blue. You know, there for a while there, it was Kyle Guy, Ty Jerome, and Sasha Calais-Jones. All three of those guys seemed like they got along very well, and Sasha seemed very high on the commitment that he made. I believe January 1st. And then all of a sudden, I just decided to take a step back in the process. And as you mentioned, Frank, I believe he was practicing or something like that. He's from the Chapel Hill area, so he was practicing there at UNC's facility. So a lot of people thought UNC kind of naturally was the place he was going to end up going, but obviously Kentucky was the spot. So, yeah, but you know, from what we can tell, that was a surprising situation to see him take a step back. And but certainly it was – it ended up working out extremely well with, you know, being able to get a transfer like an Austin Nichols. And now you look towards next year in terms of being able to fill the gap left by like Mike Toby and Anthony Gill, to be able to do that with a guy like Austin Nichols who has experience and a lot of talent to go with that experience. That's certainly a huge plus.
Well, that Sasha kid probably really, he liked the idea of that rigorous academic curriculum down in Chapel Hill.
Well, I think they must have made more promises for him over there in Kentucky. So, all right, we got only about a minute before break there, Chris. Bobby Call has a question.
Yeah, hey, Chris.
Hey.
You know, you look at these players in high school, and then they got to step it up when they go to college.
Right.
What have you seen over the years? How do these guys, you know, come into UVA? How do they – are they developing and, you know, getting better? You know, and a lot of that's up to the player himself and having the commitment.
Right.
But what do you think you've seen over the years?
Yeah, I mean, I think as far – are you speaking about football? As far as football, the football aspect, especially under, you know, Coach London, it's – you know, for me, in the trenches is where UVA has kind of had a lot of problems, I think. And, you know, I think there's been a lot of guys who just haven't panned out for whatever reason. There's, you know, on the offensive line in particular, it's been really a lot of injuries. But it's been a combination. I think there's been some injuries that have set them back. It's been some guys who maybe haven't panned out as they thought, like maybe like a Stephen Moss, who was a four-star kid a couple years ago, has not been able to really make his mark on the offensive line. And then, as I mentioned, the injury. So it's been kind of a combination of things. And, you know, I think some of that is on the coaches. You know, some of it all is on, you know, players who haven't panned out. And some of it is injuries, but, you know, you kind of combine them all together and, you know, you throw in a class where maybe offensive line was under-recruited or another position, and it's kind of like a melting pot. And I think you see that with what UVA has now, it's not a lot of depth. I mean, I think they have some pretty solid, you know, starting guys, but not a lot of talented depth behind, playable depth behind some of those guys.
And then they get moved around, and then there's another learning curve there.
Right, exactly right, and that's what I was talking about. Some of the classes, some of the guys they have in this class is, you know, where are they going to play? They have potential a lot of spots, but, you know, like a guy like Jack English starts off on defense, moves to tight end, now is offensive tackle. Similar case with Rob Burns, who was a talented guy at Stonebridge, and just had, you know, 6'7", 250-pound guy. Just had, you know, they start him off at defensive end, I believe. Played some at tight end, really didn't make a mark, and you know now they're trying them at offensive line. So, yeah, it's kind of a melting pot of things.
Well, Chris, as always, we thank you for your insights. We'd like to bring you back in mid-November when we get closer to that national signing day, the early signing period for basketball, and also at that point things should be crystal clear on the football situation, and I'm sure you'll have plenty of news at that time.
Yeah, certainly. certainly will. Yep.
Well, we thank you and the Sabres, as always. We're going to head to break. When we come back on the other side, we're going to talk about Olympic sports and handicapping the upcoming ACC schedule this weekend, and not just the Wahoos, but the entire ACC. Stay with us. This is Who's Talking.